T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, 10 in the morning now. 7:46 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas gas prices up in the past week to an average of $2.68 a gallon.
Two.
Topeka mayor terrorized, victim of three burglaries in the past 6 weeks.
One.
Federal judge halts publishing of blueprints for 3D printed plastic guns with temporary restraining order. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This coming from KDOT now, the two ramps from Hillside to and from eastbound Kellogg are going to close today from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to be doing some repairs there. So that's the ramps from to and from Hillside to eastbound Kellogg closing until 3 o'clock, and that's going to be in just a few minutes. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
It's going to be sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. Yesterday's high was 84. Clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 93. Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees and calm. KNSS Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That would be today. With $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted, and we've got the Steve and Ted poll question.
Yes, we do.
Yep, right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. You can be a part of the fun. Just log on and tell us what you think. Today's question is, early voting has begun in Sedgwick County. How do you vote? 0% still saying, I do not vote. So we don't have any slackers out there.
Nope.
Going to the webpage anyway. I vote early by mail is 11% now.
All right.
I vote early at the election office or a satellite office, 26%.
Okay.
And by the way, that's where I am. I voted yesterday at the old Sedgwick County Courthouse and got myself this nifty sticker. And 63% say I vote on Election Day. And that's Ted Woodward's crowd of people right there.
Me and Bill Roy.
You and old Bill. You go on Election Day. You're traditionalists, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to hook up with the people in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Leffler, we found out this morning.
Yeah. So where is your polling place there, Ted?
Over at Temple Emmanuel.
Oh, pretty good.
Just
yeah.
A little bit
right around the corner from
east
you.
of Central and Woodlawn.
All right. Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street Tuesday, breaking a three-day losing streak for the market. Industrial and healthcare companies led the gains. The Dow gained 108 points. The S&P rose 13 points. NASDAQ climbed 41 points. Facebook elevated concerns about election interference Tuesday, announcing that it had uncovered sophisticated efforts possibly linked to Russia to manipulate U.S. politics and, by extension, the upcoming midterm elections. So we're going to go through this again with the Russians hacking in, playing havoc with our opinions and our Facebook.
The answer to that is yes.
Yes. When the Federal Reserve wraps up its latest meeting today, it will likely point to strong economic growth, low unemployment and rising inflation as reasons to stay on a path of gradually lifting interest rates. It is unlikely, however, to make any interest rate moves. The Fed and the Trump administration says people would drive more and be exposed to increased risk if their cars got better gas mileage, an argument intended to justify freezing Obama-era toughening of fuel standards. Transportation experts dispute the arguments contained in a draft of the administration's proposals prepared this summer. Some people think that's just...
What's the argument? If people drive more than what?
People would drive more and be exposed to increased risk if their cars got better gas mileage.
Yeah, so if there are more drivers, then there will be more crashes.
Or that's, if they that's got better argument. Gas mileage, it could also mean that they don't have to spend as much money at the gas pump, or the environment would be in better shape. Those are just a couple on the other side. Interesting. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted, and we're talking about Trump, the Cokes, and trade. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, President Trump says Charles and David Koch are a joke. The Kochs have criticized the president for imposing tariffs rather than sticking with a free trade philosophy. Trump took Twitter to fight back. He says the Koch political network is highly overrated, that he's beaten them at every turn. Trump added that he doesn't need their money or their bad ideas. The owner of a Wichita auto dealership has been ordered to pay $51,000 over a number of consumer complaints. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says Lucky 7 used cars owner Alonzo Anderson faced a default judgment, including $40,000 in civil penalties, then restitution, court costs, and fees. And Boeing and Brazil's Embraer aircraft company are trying to make a deal, but left-wing politicians in Brazil, they're opposing it. The companies want to make a nearly $5 billion deal on commercial airplanes. They're trying to find a way to expedite that agreement so it gets done in early 2019. They had expected it to be done later in 2019. We'll see where that goes. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So have we talked about voting before? Because I voted yesterday. I did my patriotic duty, and I went to the old county courthouse. And I did not stand in line because I'm terribly impatient. And by all there was no line, so I got it all done in about 10 minutes. I only needed help
one time. Good for you, yeah.
I needed a little help on which button to push. But they won't tell you that. But they'll help you out if you have any technological problems. So how about you? Have you voted yet, Bill?
Oh, no, as we've talked about, Ted and I both
that's right. You're a traditionalist.
With our community folks on the day of the election.
You like to rub elbows with other American citizens who are expressing their freedom as Americans to vote for the candidate of their choice, right?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well, you know, you probably do. They'd do better if they have. You know, remember when you used to give blood down at the Red Cross and they had free Sloppy Joes?
Right.
I think if they did that, they'd get a lot more turnout. What do you think?
Have some Sloppy Joes there at the election. Yeah.
I remember last time, I don't think they do that anymore, but when I did that one time, they said I've set some sort of a record. I had 8 Sloppy Joes after.
Yeah. There was a manwich shortage after that.
Manwich. Ooh, man. That was some good stuff down there. Yeah. I think if we give away some Sloppy Joes or some cookies or something like that, they get a lot of better voter turnout.
Well, you remember when we covered elections, Marilyn Chapman always had cookies down there at the courthouse.
Marilyn Chapman.
In the old days when we actually went to the courthouse to cover elections.
I remember Marilyn. God, what a nice lady she was. Great lady.
Wonderful.
She reminded me. Remember, she reminded me facially of Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a resemblance there. I forgot about her. Okay. Boy, you're bringing up a blast from the past there.
You bet.
Kroger introducing online delivery as convenience becomes an increasingly crucial element in customer loyalty in a hyper-competitive atmosphere. Of course, these are the people who are the operators of the Dillon stores, right?
Right.
Kroger Ship will launch in Cincinnati, its hometown, as well as Houston, Louisville, and Nashville, and expand to other markets over the next few months. Kroger, the biggest grocery chain in the country by revenue, running 2,800 stores. I presume that includes the Dillon stores. I know the Kroger brand stores are in other markets.
Right.
But I presume that someday we're going to have that convenient shopping and you won't have to go to the store anymore and hobnob with other people, right?
I think you can shop online now.
I think there is. Or you can just hire somebody to go do everything for you.
I can get Manwich delivered right to my door.
There you go. Today is National Girlfriends Day. We have a lot of course, female listeners, of course, and whether it's a girl squad of one or a sisterhood of many, these ladies make life brighter, fuller, and complete. National Girlfriends Day. I would just like to say right now, for the record, I do not have a girlfriend. I guess you'd count.
I'm with you. No girlfriend here.
Yeah. Saint Shelley, I guess, is my girlfriend.
Well, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, that's Girlfriend Day. Okay. I don't know.
Girls.
You guys are kind of at a loss there, so we'll just move on. Okay, coming up here, 7:55 now. Stay with us. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on a temporary ban for 3D gun blueprints. Ted Woodward has sports, and of course we'll have Mitch, right, Ted?
Yes, we are at 8:15 this morning, our daily chat from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with Mitch Holtis.
Plus, Ted has entertainment news. We call it the blur.
That's right. We'll have all the entertainment news you need coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Traffic and weather with us as well. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.